Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for March 6th to the 12th. So this is some really big full moon energy that we have coming in right now. I am delivering this to you from my bed. It's been a rough couple of days with my neurological stuff, so I'm doing my best to rest my nerves, and so lying in bed and closing my eyes and focusing on the healing and resting of my nerves is taking priority today. But I wanted to make sure that we connected with you guys to let you guys know what you can expect for the week and what you're feeling today and what you've probably been feeling the last couple of days. So when I tuned in to ask them what we needed to know, they said to me, deep wound healing. And so this is going to make sense for a lot of us on all levels. And so you might be noticing over the next little while, or maybe you have been already experiencing it, some of your old wounds, some of the traumas coming up. So you might find yourself being, you know, easily triggered or easily angered or easily emotional. And it's really kind of interesting, and you know, they're showing me the dynamics of how the souls come together and, you know, the purpose of us coming together in the way that we do. And so remind yourself that every soul that you have a relationship with or have had a relationship with is because there's certain energies, experiences that soul will pull out of you. And oftentimes, you know, there'll be our life lessons, the things that we've come here to work on, wrapped up in those experiences that we have. And sometimes when we have experiences with a certain person, a certain soul, and we don't get to the level that we needed to, or we don't get the deep wound healing that we needed to, then those energies, those experiences will transfer over to another soul. And so that soul then will then be in your life, and that you will be experiencing that all of that stuff with this other soul now. And so really pay attention, because you can miss the subtleties of this. Like, you can really, you know, a lot of the readings that I've done over the years, and whenever it comes to relationship stuff especially, sometimes we can get so wrapped up in the emotions of it, the ego of it, all of that, that we kind of miss the point of it. We can miss the point. And when I'm doing the reading, of course, you know, I can see the big picture of things. And so it's easy for me to see in somebody else that, oh, well, you had these exact same experiences with that person, and now you're doing the same thing with this person. And, you know, and I can say this for myself, that it takes a bit of awareness. It takes a bit of mindfulness to recognize that when those patterns are emerging, or when those same things are emerging in another person, and to, you know, acknowledge it and be like, oh, okay, so now I'm having the same experiences with this person, completely different people, different person, but it's the same stuff that I was experiencing with this other person. So obviously the way that I reacted, the way that I felt, the way that I thought, the way that I processed it was not what it needed to be. So now I'm in this other situation with this other person, and now I've got all of the same stuff coming up. It may sound a little different, look a little different. Might be, you know, the person may be completely different than the other person, but the experience will still be the same. And so it's this, you know, this energy right now is giving us that opportunity to be like, okay, so let me first and foremost remind myself that I am not that experience. Right? I'm the observer of the experience. So that takes me, you know, out of that a little bit, so that I can see it clearly, so that I'm not hanging on to it so tight that I can't see it. And then this is where, you know, our connections come in, because this is where, you know, we're not expected to know everything. We're not expected to understand everything. We're not expected to have all of the answers. And so this is where we call in, you know, our guides, our angels, God, source, and we ask for the help. You know, we humble our energy and we open our hearts and we say, look, I'm just not getting that. I need some help in seeing what I need to get from this situation. I need some guidance on this. And if you do this, and they're saying to me right now, you have to practice the pause with this, because when you practice the pause, that's when the answers come through. You know, oftentimes we ask the questions, and I'm so guilty of this myself. We ask the questions, we ask for help, and then we don't let any pause happen. And we're right back asking for the help, or we're right back asking for the question, or we're on to the next thought. And when our thoughts are busy and when our mind is busy, then it leaves very little room to receive anything. So we need to practice that pause. We need to put out the request for help, ask for help, and then come back, and then just go into neutral for a while until things start to shift and change. And of course, you know, it's frustrating sometimes, because as souls, we know that things can happen instantly. You know, we can instantly manifest and change things, because that's how, when we're not in the human body, our frequency is very high. We're very powerful beings. Of course, as soon as we're incarnated into these physical beings, you know, we do lose some of that ability. We're bound by time here on Earth, which is, you know, one of the frustrations that a lot of us have. That's why a lot of us are working on the patience, right? Having patience with things. So if your answers don't come to you immediately, if you don't have clarity on the situation immediately, don't stress about it. Just know that it's going to come when you need to, when it needs to. And in the meantime, you know, remind yourself right now, especially, that this deep wound healing energy that's coming through is coming through for healing. So there's, you know, there's so many energetic dynamics that are playing right now. And we have the energy of Chiron coming in again. And so Chiron is the wounded healer, right? The healer that couldn't heal himself. And so remind yourself about this. If for any situation you can apply this to, if things are not moving quickly enough for you, or if things are not resolving fast enough for you, give yourself a little bit of compassion with this. And then, you know, realize that some things will take some time. Right now, this energy is being accelerated, though, for the deep wound healing. And so that's when a lot of our stuff is going to be coming up. It's going to be coming up so that we can have the awareness of it, and so that we can have some help with healing. So this week is going to be a really powerful energy for doing that, for manifesting, for healing, for releasing, for letting go. And they're saying to me priorities right now. They're saying, so prioritize what's important for you. So like really what's important. It's like, and they're saying, choose your battles wisely. So this will be really important. A lot of time we waste our energy on stuff, right? We waste our energy on stuff that's not needed, and we should be putting our energy someplace else. I can tell you this, with this, you know, healing this, what's become a chronic illness for me, has taught me that prioritizing my energy is super important. So I've always been the kind of person that just, you know, never says no to anything, just always taking everything on, always, you know, piling it onto my plate and taking it. I can do this for you. I can do that for you. I can. And now I don't have the energy to do that, because my energy is going towards my healing. And so I really, really have to honor and know that when something comes across that, oh, we need to do this, or you need to, I need to pause and then say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm not doing that. I don't have it in my energy to do right now. And when you do this, be mindful that you're doing this out of a place of self-care, self-love, of raising your own vibration through it. We want to make sure that when we say no about things, when we, you know, when we pull back our energy from things, that we're not doing it in a fearful way, and we're not doing it in a angry way, or, you know, having any resentment or bitterness behind it, because of course that frequency affects us, right? We can't have anger towards somebody else and not have the anger flow through us. We can't have resentment towards somebody else and have the frequency of resentment flow through us. So we need to be extremely mindful of that, so we can choose to pull back our energy, but doing it from a place of love, so that it's self-serving, so that we're able to utilize our energy in other places and be able to take care of what we need to take care of. One of the other things that they are going to, you know, help you with this week is that going within more. So not being afraid to go within, not being afraid to honor the way that you're feeling, and not to, you know, have to try and figure everything out in the mind, but just to kind of allow yourself to feel through it. There's going to be a lot of stuff over the next little while, because they're just showing me like the deep wound stuff of like lots of stuff from like when you were young. There could be past life stuff that's coming up for you. There could be, you know, multi-generational stuff in this lifetime that's coming up for you. And so it's going to be a lot. It's, you know, no doubt it's going to affect everybody in some way on some level. Just do yourself a favor and try and see it through different eyes. Just try and look at it in a different way than you have before, and see if that doing that helps, if that shifts a little bit, if that changes things. You know, sometimes we can get stuck in the rut, right? We always have the, you know, I'm a very much a knee-jerk reaction person, like very much always have been. It's not a good thing to have. It's not a good thing to do. But, you know, being somebody who's highly emotional, that kind of comes hand in hand. So one of the things I need to learn is I need to practice that when, you know, that instant reaction comes through that I want to have a reaction to it, I need to kind of like pull back and pause a little bit and know that if I don't have that instant knee-jerk reaction to it, it doesn't get escalated. It doesn't become something much, much bigger than I can actually handle and take care of. And sometimes it actually just diminishes. It just dissolves. Like the, you know, the energy around it just completely dissolves. So be mindful of your immediate reactions to things, how quickly you're reacting to things and how powerful you're reacting to things. And just ask, they're saying to me right now, ask the question, does this serve me? Does this serve me? Is this serving me? And, you know, listen for your higher self to answer that. You know, if they, you hear a no, then that's your call to be like, okay, just, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to rest my nerves, and I'm just going to leave that. I'm going to shelf that. I don't need to take that on. And then hopefully, if it's within, you know, my higher good, when I open my eyes, it's no longer on the shelf. It's just gone. And then Spirit's just saying right now that what happens when we do that is that it presents itself in a different way to you. And so it'll come to you in a way, they're saying, and it come to you in a way that's easier managed, that's more easier to manage. So try and do that. I'm going to definitely take this advice from them for that. I think that's really good advice on anything that's kind of coming up, that's causing such a big reaction, to shelf it, close your eyes, create the intention of resting your nerves, resting your nervous system. And then when you open your eyes after 15, 20 minutes, then hopefully the item is no longer on the shelf, or it's changed and it looks different and it looks like something that you can actually take care of, that you can actually do. There's the thing about it, you know, and I'm not suggesting that we avoid everything, because avoidance is impossible, especially when we've come here to do the work that we've done. And I think most of you, you know, are not, you know, there's a lot of people still do avoidance with alcohol or with drugs. Those are a way to avoid things. But you, in the long run, you don't end up avoiding anything. all that stuff that you're avoiding. If you're avoiding it through alcohol or drugs, it's compounded, right? It will come back and eventually just blow up for you. So do yourself a favor and don't go that way. Know that that's not the way to get through the stuff. And so just remind yourself that to call in your guides, call in your angels, call in whoever you feel connected to, the archangels. You could work directly with Jesus, with Buddha, whoever it is, God, source, whatever you feel the strongest connection to. Work with these energies this week as much as you possibly can. Call them in you know, all of the stuff that you do. When you're eating a meal, ask them to bless your food. When you're going in to have a cleansing bath, ask them to re-energize the water for you. Just start working with them more and more so that with each connection you make, you're raising your frequency. Your frequency is getting higher. And when we get together for our satsang on Thursday, and I think it's Thursday at 6 o'clock, we're going to do, we're going to do no cameras. We're just going to do, you're going to get comfortable. And we're going to do some connections. We're going to bring in some guides, some angels. We're going to do some meditations. We're going to bring in some connections. We're going to establish our connections, because I honestly believe, you know, through this whole experience that I'm having right now, my lowest, darkest moments have been where I've felt disconnected. And then, you know, my strongest moments, most powerful moments have felt when I feel connected. So I know that there is, you know, a valid reason to be making sure that your connection is secure, making sure that you trust your connection. Sorry, guys, that's Spoonji. He's my security guard. Every little noise he goes off at. But yeah, to make sure that our connections are strong and secure. So we're going to work with that with each other on Thursday. And do what you need to do over the next couple of days to kind of ground these energies, allow them to go through you. You might be experiencing, I've got a migraine, so you might be experiencing some migraines. That comes in with full moon energy as well. You may be feeling highly emotional. Just know that there's a lot. It's a lot. Try to stay in the light with it. Try to stay in the love with it. Know that you're not alone. Know that we're all in this together. We're all on the light team working together. And we have a massive, massive energy supporting us. And that's really important to remind yourself about. Okay, guys, sending you huge, huge blessings. And I will talk to you soon.